Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be live at the Grammys. So when you listen tomorrow between 8 and 11, we'll have tons of celebrities on. We'll be backstage at the Grammys Thursday and Friday. So stay tuned for those shows. We have two very attractive women in here from Spearmint Rhino, downtown Los Angeles. Ladies and gentlemen, Carson and Nautica, nice to see both of you.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming down. All right, so Carson, you listen to the station all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the whole lineup at the station?
Yeah, I actually do.
What do you got?
In the morning, it's Adam Carolla.
Right.
Then it's Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
Right.
And you guys just started using Dana Bonaducci for an hour, and then Tom Likas.
Wow.
And then you guys, and then John and Jeff.
Jesus,
and then
look
probably
at
Reba.
That. Holy Christ.
I have a lot of free time.
I guess so. So you listen all day long?
I wish, but I listen sporadically through the week.
Right. So you, on your way to work, you listen to Likas maybe, and then on your way home, you listen to John and Jeff.
I work day shift half the time.
Oh, you
so
do?
It's Frosty, Huddy, and Frank, and then
listen to us on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we'll get to Nautica, but real quick, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. And Nautica, how old are you?
23.
And Nautica is a feature dancer there because you also do Triple X?
Yes, I do.
Triple X. Wow, look at that. What's the difference between Double X and Triple X?
Good question, and I don't know how to answer that without, you know, being all rude. One's showing more than the other. There we go.
Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so there's 1X, 2X, and Triple X.
Yes.
Triple X is the top.
It's basically everything.
Everything.
Yes.
All right, everything you want is in the Triple X.
You can visually see it. Yes.
All right.
HD. Yeah.
Some people say the difference between X and Triple X is me and Jerry Wachowski.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
The guy in there wears Triple X and I wear...
Oh, I get it.
I wear 1X.
The big and tall man's club.
There you go. All right, so Carson, you've been dancing for how long down
there? For almost 2 years at this club.
2 years?
Well, I worked at another Spearmint Rhino before at the downtown club.
Right.
I worked at the Oxnard Club.
And where are you from? You from up there?
I'm from San Diego, actually.
San Diego.
Yeah.
All right. And now you married? You got kids?
Oh, my God. No.
No kids?
No. Not even close.
What's the longest relationship you had?
9 months.
9 months?
Mm-hmm.
So you could have had a kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you can still have a kid past a relationship.
What happens? What's the biggest complaint you have with guys?
I don't think I have any complaints. I think I lose interest really fast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You get involved and
if it's not a challenge anymore, I just stop, like, even noticing that they're around.
And then you move on. So you break up with guys.
Yeah.
Guys don't break up with you.
I've had two guys break up with me.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you stalk them?
No, but I was, like, totally confused why it even happened. I didn't even know what was going on for a minute.
How did they break up with you? It's tough to break up with a stripper.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, cause it's just, you know, it's tough to get one, and it's tough to let them go.
Tough to break up with a stripper. I mean, I guess. I wouldn't break up with me.
Have you ever dated anyone you met in a club?
No.
Never?
No.
All right, so if you want to date Carson, you got to meet you outside the club.
Yeah, it has to be something really
like
random.
Like a Gelson's.
Probably not at the grocery store.
How about...
I do shop at Gelson's, though.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Just sort of guess. Well, you make a lot of money.
I am very comfortable and I feel very blessed.
Do you own a home?
I do not own a home.
All right, you're renting an apartment.
Yes.
All right. And no guys are in your life right now?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to describe you for people who... do you have a website people can look at you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They can go to spearmintrhino.com, though.
Okay. Carson, you're about 5'8"?
7.
5'7". Blonde hair, green eyes?
Hazel
eyes. And looks a little like Christy Brinkley could be your sister.
Thank you.
That?
No.
You don't get that? No.
I love you. Thanks.
And then Nautica over here is, you're about 5'3"?
5'2".
5'2". I'm off by an inch on both of you. And what's your heritage?
I am half Japanese, quarter Puerto Rican, and quarter Hawaiian.
Wow. That's a good mix.
Thank you.
And, all right, so were you born here?
Born in Hawaii.
Born in Hawaii?
Yes.
All right. You don't get a lot of strippers coming out of Hawaii.
Yeah, it's weird, but we have a lot of them there. I don't think we want to fly.
Yeah, Hawaii is a great breeding ground for strippers, though, because you get the whole Pacific ring. meets in Hawaii and produces a lot of attractive women.
Well, there's nothing to do there, so all we do is reproduce, so to say.
But the problem with Hawaii, one of the reasons I don't vacation there a lot, is you can't gamble at all in Hawaii.
No.
There's no horse track. There's no dog track. There's no casino. Mm-mm. They don't even have lottery tickets.
Nope. They don't.
No. They got nothing.
It's quite boring, actually.
You just sit there on the beach with that half a coconut and with that straw and the umbrella, and you just eat those pineapples, and that's it.
Basically.
There's nothing to do at night.
Nothing. That's why I moved.
Yeah. I mean, literally, Hawaii shuts down at around 9 o'clock at night, especially Maui. If you go to Maui and you want to go out and have dinner sometime after 10 o'clock, you're done. Nothing's open.
Mama's Fish House is open on the North Shore.
Oh, in Maui?
Uh-huh.
But it's a real couple's place. Don't go there. If you're like a couple of single guys, you want to go to a great place to meet chicks, don't go to Maui.
I'm only going back to retire. That's it.
All right. Now, how long you been doing the XXX movies?
About 4 years.
Oh, really? So you started like when you were 18, 19?
Yep.
Wow. How'd you get into it?
I was a stripper.
Yay!
And they said you wanted go the extra mile?
I got approached by an agent. And I started from there.
Were you nervous?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No.
Wait a minute. The first scene you ever did, they tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally nude. You're with a guy or a girl. And you're not nervous at all?
Not at all.
Holy smokes.
I did a lot of bad things when I was younger. So
she practiced.
When I got to set, it really wasn't a shock. I'm like, that's it? Seriously? Okay, I can do that.
Now, you married? You got kids?
Nope, not married. Have no kids.
You got a boyfriend?
I do have a boyfriend.
How long has that been going on?
2 years now.
Yeah, he's not a jealous type, right?
Not a jealous type at all.
He doesn't. Is he here with you?
Yes, he's actually outside.
Which guy is it? The guy in
the really big, tough-looking gangster
Are you
guy.
Serious?
Is that right?
That's my boyfriend.
Cool. All right, so no one's gonna mess with that dude.
No.
Yeah. So when you go out, you feel pretty comfortable that no one's gonna harass you.
Yes.
Has he ever killed a guy?
Oh, I won't say.
Huh? You wiped somebody out. All right, so you guys are going to be dancing at Spearmint Rhino, and Carson, you're there during the day.
No, I'm there at day and night.
Day and night.
It depends on what day it is.
All right.
But this Friday I'll be here.
And so Friday's the big night?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, Friday's the big night you guys are promoting, and you're going to be there doing a feature.
Yes.
What's the difference in lap dances? Is there a price difference? Do you do lap dances?
Depends. I have to actually want to do it. I don't want to just charge you something and I really don't want to do it. Then you're not getting a good lap dance.
Right.
So I feel out the day, and if I feel that I have a lot of energy, then I say, okay, I'm doing lap dances, and you're going to get a good one.
Right. And if not?
And if not, I'm not even going to push it because you're not going to get a good one.
All right. And is that, I mean, what is that based on? How many people cut you off on the way down there?
I do have road rage a lot.
You get road rage going?
I do.
Yeah?
It's a, I don't know, Hawaii thing because Hawaii is very slow.
Do you roll the window down, yell, or you keep it up?
I roll the window down.
Yeah.
And I make very big hand motions.
Use,
and if I had rocks in my car, it would be very bad.
You know what? I heard of a guy, I read this online, that a guy was in a road rage incident, right? And since 9/11, there's been a new law, and I don't know where it came from. I've never heard it before. But it's like throwing an object at another car is like a big deal. I mean, it's like, I think it's like a federal offense or something. I mean, it's
really?
Like a really big effing deal.
So even if you
throw this guy threw like pennies. He threw 3 pennies at a car. And he got arrested for it and did a lot of time for it. So, as long as you don't throw anything at
somebody.
I used to
do that in Hawaii at the prostitutes.
You did not.
Well, how old were you?
I was, let's see. I left Hawaii when I was 15. So I must have been like 13, 14.
And you're throwing money at the prostitutes?
I mean, they're already out there.
Pennies.
And they don't have to do anything to me. I
not
figure
money.
I can, yeah, it
That's
was pennies.
So mean.
It was coins.
What was the childhood like? A little crazy, huh?
You know what's funny? I had a very good childhood.
Yeah?
Only child. I was spoiled. My parents love me to death. I talk to them every day.
Do they know what you do for a living?
They know what I do.
And they haven't seen any, you haven't gone to any of your premieres with them, right?
It's weird. My parents want to, be open-minded because it's still hard for them. So they try, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Right. See, that's the drawback with being like an actor or an actress in a movie that is, nationally released in theaters. and a woman who does triple X. Like, you can't walk down the red carpet with your mom and dad and go, you know, you're going to love this.
Well, I was in the movie Knocked Up, and I don't think my mom would even walk down the red carpet or anything with me.
All right. But how old were you when you started with getting sexually active?
I think it was 12.
12 years old. Oh, boy.
12 or 13. I'm not sure.
Boy. Hawaiians start early, I guess, huh?
It's boring there,
we really
right?
do. Well, no, we have a great law. Well, I don't know if it's great. I don't want to brag. Now I don't want to say it.
What's the law?
No, statutory rape is 13. If you're 13 and above, it's not considered, you're not considered, you're breaking the law or anything. You can have sex with.
So you're considered a consenting adult if you're 13
if
or older.
You're 13.
Still?
No.
Nowadays?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, put the phone down. He's calling Hawaiian Airlines right now. You can wait till after the show, dude.
I would like to know if it changed, but that's the last I've heard.
The guy's ordering a plane ticket for tonight. God almighty.
He's
so,
like last minute
that's
special.
That's so bizarre, dude. Yeah, it's like, can I get out of here at midnight? All right, so I think it's got to be different now. I mean, 13 is, it was 13 when you were growing up?
Yeah.
So when you're 13 years old, you could have sex with a 20-year-old, and that guy wouldn't go to jail?
Well, the reason how I know that is because my boyfriend at the time was 24.
So
my parents had to go find out what the laws were.
Jesus
So I know
Christ.
Firsthand.
Wait a minute. So you're 13. The guy's 24.
Yes.
And your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
And where does he pick you up from sixth grade?
I really don't know what grade it was because I never went to school. I was never in school. I was a really bad kid.
Right. So he picks you up, and what are like some of his complaints? You're getting finger paint on my seats?
No, you know, I used to beat him up. It was really weird. Like,
how did you meet a 24-year-old at 13?
I used to model. And so he was a photographer.
Of course he was.
Oh, Bobbo. You
How
still
convenient.
In touch with this guy?
Huh?
You still in touch with him?
What's funny is, yeah. Sometimes he'll just email me out of the blue.
Yeah, he's 34 right now.
I guess so. I never really thought
about
it.
Yeah, he's like an old man. He's on Social Security now.
You guys are totally legal now.
Yeah. But, and I still wouldn't touch him.
I know.
But what did he, like, you couldn't even go to an R-rated movie with him.
No.
Maybe PG-13.
Maybe, which are still my favorites.
But, I mean, did you have this relationship where, like, you went to Chuck E. Cheese and they had to stamp both your hands?
No, what's funny is we would go to clubs and they would think I'm old enough to go.
When you were 13?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was very developed at that age.
I guess so.
Oh, Asian girls look older or
I'm
younger.
I'm trying to think of when I was 13, what I was doing. I think I was in Portola Junior High. A real geeky kid who didn't talk to women or girls very often. And I don't even think I was into chicks at 13. I was like a real slow developing dude.
A late bloomer.
Yeah. And you're out there banging, you know.
Look at me.
Banging around with guys my dad's age. How much older is your dad than you are?
Oh, wow. Let's see. My dad, I believe, is 45.
He's 45. So that guy was only 10 years younger than your dad, and he was 11 years older than you were.
Well, my boyfriend now is, I believe, 3 or 4 years younger than my mom. I'm not making myself look good right now, am I?
I like older guys
is what I'm trying to say.
What was your curfew at 13? Do you have to be home before the street lights went on?
Well, I was a bad kid, so I don't really,
you didn't have a curfew.
I didn't really care.
Were you ever arrested?
Arrested once.
For what?
For breaking a restraining order.
Oh, really? Oh, you're that type, huh? You really get into a guy.
Yeah.
And if he crosses you, you go ape-s.
Well, no. It was the same guy. My mom couldn't do anything about, you know, the laws of me being of age or anything. So all she did was just put a restraining order.
On him?
On both of us.
So he couldn't come to your... He couldn't come to your elementary school and see you anymore?
He couldn't come to my school and pick me up. I had to walk down the street.
So he couldn't come to your bus stop and meet you?
No. No, you couldn't.
That is an interesting childhood. It really is. A little different than mine, but it is interesting.
I wanted to come in here and brighten everybody's day.
more interesting than mine. I mean, mine was real conservative out in San Fernando Valley, and yours was, you know, in Hawaii.
Maybe it became that way because I didn't grow up with a dog or something. I didn't have any animals.
Yeah. Well, that's a good reason, folks.
I had no companion.
It's a good reason, folks, to get your daughter a dog.
Yes.
Only child syndrome at its
yes.
finest.
Well,
just go to...
I'm not sure. Let's just look up Nautica. And what's your last name you use?
Thorne. Thorn.
Okay. Thorn. Yes. Nautica Thorne. And look her up under Google, because we can't actually say her website.
Darn.
because of the term before Nautica.
Wow.
That was a good
Even
one,
Even if
though.
You spell it?
Good job, Nautica. I love your site.
Thank you.
And then Carson as well, and they're going to be down there on Friday dancing. Age of consent in Hawaii is 14.
Okay, so it changed.
But see, I don't...
By
I don't,
a year.
I think it's different. I think, like, for instance, the age of consent in Mexico, I believe, is 16. I believe it is. It
may be, they have laws there?
I think so. I think it
is. Yeah, right.
But if,
so sure.
For instance, if you're from California and you go to Mexico and you have sex with a 16-year-old just because the law is different, when you come back here, you can be arrested for that. Because you can't go out of the country to have sex just because, like, you can't go to Thailand and have sex with 14-year-old girls just because it's legal over there.
When That's
you come
illegal.
Back, when you come back here, they'll arrest you. Yeah.
Well, how would they know?
Well, I mean, sometimes they don't. Most of the time, they don't.
Okay.
If
but why would you want to be
concierge.
Nailed the one time that they do, you know? It's like
Ew.
Guys that are still doing this on the internet. Where they're still, like, you know, texting or emailing, you know, girls or in a chat room with a 12-year-old girl.
Love that show, by the way.
Yeah, and then they go up to, like, you know, Lancaster or Apple Valley or, you
what?
Know, or Tarzan or wherever to meet these girls. And then they get busted for it, right? It changes your entire life once that happens. And usually it's cops anyway. It's not even 14-year-old girls. All right, if you'd like to talk to Carson and Nautica, you guys can stay for a while, right?
Yeah, of course.
You guys got nothing.
We're here to hang out.
All right, Carson and Nautica are with us, and they're going to be at the Spearmint Rhino, downtown Los Angeles, 2020 East Olympic Boulevard, this Friday. What time does the festivities begin?
I believe it starts at 9. We have the first girl going on at 9, and then
9
it
o'clock.
Goes all the way to 12, which we will have three girls on stage at the same time.
Wow.
All yeah. the three features.
Can't have fat chicks.
So all
then.
The three adult film stars at midnight together on stage. Right.
Are there any fat chicks who work for Spearmint?
Yeah, right.
I know. I don't
no.
think so.
Because guys, some guys have
no.
that Jones.
Too bad.
All right. Carson is with us else. And Nautica. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The girls from Spearmint Rhino. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Carson and Nautica are with us. They are from Spearmint Rhino, downtown Los Angeles, 2020 East Olympic Boulevard. And they're going to be dancing on Friday, starting at 9 p.m. You can get there much earlier, right?
You should get there at 8
yes.
to make sure.
And they also serve food down there. Don't they have a big buffet?
During the daytime, they have a lunch buffet that's free with entry.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. What kind of food?
It's different every day. Today we had like hot wings and salad, and they have like rice or food. Or
do you guys eat the food there?
I don't eat when I'm working because I don't want to get bloated.
Yeah, that could be
but
a problem.
If I was hungry, I'd eat it, but I won't eat. I don't eat when I'm at work.
That
I
could
drink
be a
coffee.
Major problem.
Yeah, it could be a major. I mean,
you're doing
hopefully
a lap
not
dance.
In a gross way, but
right.
I don't want my stomach to stick out. Gross.
Have you ever farted during a lap dance?
No. Hmm. Girls should be able to control themselves. I'm so sure.
Well, I bet guys have.
I'm sure they
I'm
have.
Sure, yeah.
I'm sure. I'm sure grody girls do it.
All right. Carson is a single woman. Nautica has her boyfriend here. And Nautica's from Hawaii. And Carson's from, can we say what part? No? Okay.
Just San Diego.
San Diego.
Thank
All
you.
All right. But born and raised in San Diego?
Born and raised.
All right. Do your parents know what you do?
No.
They have no idea?
no. Well, you know what? They always know what you think they don't.
I know. Right.
So I would like to say no, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. A lot of people are embarrassed. I mean, not embarrassed, but I guess you want to keep separated.
Like,
I don't tell my dad what I do.
Yeah, right.
He'd be like, you're slumming in radio? What's going on with you?
You're like, and I'm on the 9-to what shift?
Yeah. I just tell him I'm working in advertising.
Of course you are. We all are. Yeah. I advertise myself every time I go on stage.
Yeah. You're making good money down there, huh?
It's really good down there. I feel very blessed.
Yeah, excellent. Yes. And is it fully nude?
It is fully nude.
So no booze?
No alcohol.
Is there alcohol nearby?
There's a couple
a bar
bars
nearby,
down.
Or?
There's a couple bars downtown that I, will tell customers about if they feel like going to have a drink. But
do you dance when you're buzzed? Or do you do it sober?
No, sober.
Always sober.
Always sober.
Is that right?
I wouldn't work if I was buzzed. When I'm drinking to have a good time. When I'm at work, I'm working.
All right. And Nautica, do you get buzzed and dance?
No.
What's wrong with you girls?
I can barely walk in heels, so why would I try to do it while I'm buzzed?
I get wasted when I'm not at work.
You guys are like retired rock stars.
Yeah, you know? Right. You haven't seen me when I'm not working. That's definitely a treat.
And where do you live? What part of the L.A. area?
I live in the hills in Hollywood.
Hollywood Hills, Nautica? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have no clue where I live.
You really don't. Yeah. You know what area code?
Oh, I still have an 808 area code.
808?
Yes.
Hawaii.
Oh, so you have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She has no... She's
Wait,
like,
you have no idea where you live?
No, I do.
Oh,
I
you just
don't
want to talk about it.
Yeah.
All right. Is it in the San Fernando Valley or in the city?
The city.
All right. But yeah, I understand. I mean, you're a major movie
I just don't need people knocking on my door.
They're not going to be
Why
knocking.
Why not?
How many
like, I, can I have free clothes or something?
All right, Nautica
free
Thorne.
Clothes? Why? Because you don't wear any?
Like, can I have, like, the used ones?
All right. Now, you have a lot of movies you've done.
Yes.
How many movies?
More than 250.
All right. So people can look you up on the internet right now and buy one of your movies.
Oh, yeah.
Nautica Thorne. And then
go to gamelink.com.
Gamelink.com.
Yes.
Okay. And you did a movie today?
I did a movie today.
Where'd you shoot?
I was shooting out in Calabasas.
And what was the scene?
It was a girl with Sammy Rhodes, and it was for Wicked Pictures, and the director was Stormy Daniels.
And what was the relationship between the two girls? Friends?
It was, we were at a college party.
Right.
Getting drunk, which is very ironic that we're just talking about that.
So they had extras there?
Yes, we actually did have extras.
And now you don't mind if there's like 20 or 30 people watching?
Uh-uh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very open.
60,000.
Or just, do you enjoy that though? You'd rather have more people around checking you out?
I don't think it matters.
Like, doesn't matter?
No.
So could you be one guy or 100 guys watching? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Wow. It's just I guess a little refreshing. Most chicks don't like 100 guys in the room while they're banging around.
Well, they have to be doing something. It can't be like standing around like, ugh.
Is it mostly girl? Or you? My
first year and a half of my career, I was only girl.
Right. Then you branched out.
Yeah, I graduated.
Enjoyed yourself.
I got my diploma.
Is that what they call it?
That's what I call it.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been up for any awards?
My first year was up for Best New Starlet, and then this past year my company was up for Best New Production Company.
And how did you do with Best New Starlet? Did you win?
No, I didn't win. I lost. No, can't say that either. Never mind.
You lost to another?
I lost to a girl that can do very interesting stuff.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And have you ever been with the girl who you lost to?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Wow, look at that. Winner and runner-up.
Yeah.
Together again. You guys should do a stage show together. You know, I think in Oregon you can do that. I think in Oregon that you can go to like a strip bar and people can have like sex on the bar.
Really?
I think they're really open about that.
That's cool.
Yeah,
really?
I think so. I think it like just passed like last year or something.
Nice.
Wow. All right. Carson is with us and Nautica Thorne. Nautica Thorne does XXX and Carson dances at the Spearmint Rhino. No desire to get into the X-rated movie business?
No.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
You wait till you're 20, your 30s?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I'm 30.
Jump into it?
No, I don't. I feel like I like being in front of a crowd, but I don't necessarily want it on tape forever.
Right.
Or digitally. Like, I don't know. I'm not that secure.
Now, when you have, when you're in a relationship, you had a 9-month relationship with a guy. Did you bring other chicks into the relationship?
You know, no, I didn't. I'm totally lame like that.
You are. You want just the guy.
I want just the guy. And if I'm with a girl, then I just want the girl.
How many girls have you been with?
Like girlfriends or just had sex with?
Had sex with.
A lot. Well, I don't know. Maybe not a lot.
Have you had?
Why are you looking at me?
Hey, have you been?
I'm like, are you number 35?
You guys have been together?
No, we just met.
Oh, all right. But you guys are attracted to each other.
She's very hot.
Look at that.
I know. What are you? Like, she has a scarf in her hair.
Okay. Now, Carson, you have when you're with chicks, have you had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Like you've been like in a lesbian relationship?
Yeah.
And you went totally in love with her.
I mean, I don't know if I was in love with her, but I liked her at the time.
So you can go either way.
I can totally go either way.
So the whole world is your oyster.
Amen. Exactly.
You could fall in love with a guy as easy as you fall in love with a chick.
Yes, but I definitely always go back to guys. I like guys the best.
Have you ever left a guy for another woman?
No.
But you left a girl for another guy?
Yes.
Did she get pissed?
Oh my God, she got so pissed. You have no idea.
Why did she?
She was mad. I think because she was actually like all the way gay and I wasn't.
Ah, and she was in love with you.
I don't know if she was in love with me.
What did she do after?
I think she liked having me around.
After you left, what did she do? Did she stalk you?
She went to the strip club I worked at and threw... Dude, just like you threw pennies at the hooker, she threw pennies at me on stage. I swear to God.
Is that traumatizing?
I felt bad for her that she would like take the time out of her day to go do that. I mean,
because she has to exchange dollars for pennies.
Is that recently?
I wish I had that kind of time. Seriously. It was when I worked in Oxnard at the Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, I see.
It was...
A little crazier up there.
No, not necessarily. I mean, she was pretty crazy.
Right. Do you have regular guys that come to the club to see you?
Mm-hmm.
Every day?
No. Well, usually. I mean, usually when I'm working.
What's the biggest tip they laid on you?
Oh, a lot.
How much?
Like on stage or after dances?
The biggest tip, or wherever you got it.
I mean, I don't know, a couple $1,000.
A couple grand?
Oh yeah, easily.
Really?
$2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
$4,000 tip?
I used to, I mean, guys will just come in and give you money to talk to them. That's a bigger tip than anything.
$4,000 for one tip?
Yeah, on stage. Because they like to make it rain.
Make it rain.
Yeah, they. I think they feel like big men if they get like. Thousands of dollars in ones, and just throw it on your stage.
So
it does look pretty cool falling down in the lights.
How much did you walk home with that night?
Oh, I don't even know.
Have you ever walked home with 10 grand?
No.
5 grand?
Yes.
Right,
10 grand? No.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm all.
10 grand's pretty.
10 grand is a dollar past the IRS's minimum to claim red flag.
Right. All right.
Who are we calling? Yay.
We got to make a call here.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Y'all?
It's your husband.
Hey.
Hey, I got a job for you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Are those Girl Scouts in the background?
Yeah, we have cookies. Yay.
These girls are making 4 grand a night sometimes,
yeah, right.
Baby.
Once.
Get yourself a babysitter.
First, we got to get ourselves to some like Dr. 90210 or whatever the guy is, and
for what?
Fix some areas before there's any revealing of anything.
All right, but
there's been a child had.
I know, but maybe what you can do is throw a little makeup.
Oh, makeup. On. Okay.
Yeah. In
don't
that
you love
area.
It? Guys think that makeup fixes everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. You need putty, my friend.
But
oh,
hey,
I know.
Hey, sweetheart, this is going to sound a little harsh, okay?
But used
to it. I've been working for 10 effing years.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
It's time for you to get off your ass.
Yeah, right.
Oh, wow.
And me to get on that couch for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let me do my 10 years on the couch, and then you can do your 10 years on the couch.
I've been working my ass off, sometimes 7 days a week.
I know. You're the hardest working man in radio.
Thank you very much.
It's like a line she knows.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like she's heard it before, huh? But anyway, let's talk when we get home because, you know, I know Dave Harden was going to try to get you into the mortgage brokerage business, but this is $4,000 a night, baby. And you like to dance. You love music.
Oh, I know. Well, maybe we can combine the two. I can be like a stripping mortgage broker.
Hey, not bad. Even more money.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
All right.
I will get my loan from you. There we go.
Is my daughter awake?
Yes.
Can I say hi to her?
Yeah. She's watching Baby Einstein.
Hi, Bubba.
Okay. Hi, baby.
Say hi, Daddy.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, Peepa.
What?
Peepa.
Are you watching the TV?
That's a book.
Are you watching reading a book?
She's done. She's reading a book.
Oh.
That's about it.
All right. Thank you. All right. I'll talk to you later, baby.
Okay, bye.
All right. There she goes, everybody. The lovely one.
Aww.
I got two daughters, almost 2.5. Starting to talk. And I love that she is now talking to Spearmint Rhino strippers.
I did not say one word because I have morals.
I know you purposely
did. I sat back from the mic. I was like, no way.
All right, Jerry, shut the F up.
God.
All right, it is the Conway Whitman Show. Carson and Nautica are with us. Nautica Thorne does XXX movies. Carson dances at Spearmint Rhino. You can see them both down there this Friday, 2020 East Olympic Boulevard in downtown Los Angeles. Get down there before 9, but the big show starts at 9 p.m. Spearmint Rhino, downtown L.A. How can you beat that for Friday night? It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Carson and Nautica are with us. Nautica Thorne does XXX movies. She's going to be at Spearmint Rhino, downtown Los Angeles, 2020 East Olympic, this Friday, the 8th of January? February.
8th February. Of February.
And Carson will be there as well. And
yes, I will.
Those are both your dancing names. So if somebody asks for Carson...
Yes.
You will be the only Carson who
works
there. I
will be the only Carson.
Can another Carson work there?
No.
They'd have to change their name.
They would have to change their name.
Huh?
They wouldn't have to change it. It would never be their name.
But what
They'd
if...
have to think of something else.
What if this happened, like this scenario? You're working there.
Okay.
And let's say your name is Nautica.
Okay.
And then Nautica Thorne comes in. Who has to change their name?
She probably would use her first and last name.
Oh, I see.
And that would be the difference.
All right. Are there obviously there's a lot of hot chicks that work there?
Yeah,
and
since
you've also been into chicks, have you ever been with another stripper?
Yes, not at this club, but yeah.
But other clubs?
Oh yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
I think so. It's kind of like by default. I mean, you hang out so much and you're naked a lot together, and
you're looking at me again.
Am I the only dirtbag here? Have you done it?
Have you done it too, Nautica?
No.
No.
You've never
really?
Been with a chick, a stripper?
Not ones that I've worked with. No.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, there's so many good-looking girls there.
All right, let's talk to Jason in Simi Valley. Jason, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Well, I don't know if anyone mentioned, but Gina Grad is actually looking for some extra work.
Yeah,
what's
up with you, Grad? Gina Grad is our screener.
Gina. Can I officially say that I've been approached now? Because that would like up
my
credibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I would do it. I've been approached, so I'm thinking about it.
Well, she used to be a nude model in college. For an art class.
For art class.
Yeah.
At $7 an hour?
Oh, like $7.50.
Wow.
I was rolling in dough.
Wow.
Yeah. They said they were specifically looking for curvier ladies, and I thought I fit the bill pretty well.
All
right. You're not that curvy.
John in Cypress, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Conway.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Hey, you're the best, Conway, but I don't know who's got more commercials. You or the Super Bowl. You're unbelievable. You got me on hold for 40 minutes. I just want to throw some compliments
Wait, John, hold on. John, hold on one second.
Yeah, what is it?
Hold on one sec. We got to play a quick spot. Hold on. We'll get right back to you. Hold on.
Oh.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful. A gift that'll show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear. Imagine her reaction when she gets a customized bear delivered to her office right on Valentine's Day. Her coworkers will think you're the most romantic guy on the planet. Come on, get her a bear that makes her think of you, like the heartthrob bear in silky boxers, the love bandit, Mr. Right wearing a tuxedo, or the new I've Fallen For You bear. They even have bears with tattoos that can be customized with her name on it. Every Vermont teddy bear is handmade in Vermont and guaranteed for life. Bears start at just $49. It's a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day, guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. Tell him you heard it on Free FM.
All right. Sorry about that, Johnny. And you were saying?
Hey, Conway.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. A couple of compliments, okay? You're the best.
Thank
you,
sir.
And your father and your old man, he's the best.
Ah, thank you.
I watched him growing up with Mikhail's Navy, man. He was unbelievable.
Yeah. I bet tonight would be one of the nights that he'd like to be in studio.
Yeah, I bet he would.
Co-hosting.
Conway, I ain't got much time. I'm on my way to Commerce to play some 2040. You know what I mean?
Good for you. How much you bringing with you? $4,000?
No, $2,000. Two grand's enough.
All right.
Have you ever seen Nautica Thorne's movies?
No.
Uh-oh.
Nautica. She's the best. She's unbelievable. She's second to none.
Yay.
Wow.
I think I've watched every one of her movies, and I think I own half of them.
Wow.
Nautica.
Yes.
You are the best. I've seen you at a bookstore in Orange County, I think, one time.
Wow.
I wish I could come see you this Friday at Spear Marino, but I got prior engagements.
It's okay, sweetheart. As long as you have called in.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it's 11 o'clock. You're on the way to the Commerce with $2,000 to play 2040.
Right.
And you own every one of Nautica's movies. I'm guessing you're a single man.
About half of them. I own about half of them.
Are you a single gentleman?
No, I've been married 3 times.
That's his prior engagement. His next engagement.
All right, Johnny. We thank you for calling,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Nautica.
Yes.
Just throw me one kiss over the phone, Nautica, and that's it.
Mwah.
Oh, unbelievable.
All
thank
right,
you,
there you go.
Bye, sweetheart.
Take care of yourself. Oh, look at that guy, man. All right, we got to get out of here. Go see Carson downtown and Nautica Thorne as well on February 8th. That's Friday, starting at 9 p.m. And you can go see Carson there most of the days. You're there. We work during the day, right?
Day and night. You can always call and see if I'm working ahead of time.
Perfect. All right, thanks, girls, for coming by.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always fun to stop by here.
You should come on Friday.
I got to work on Friday. Actually, no, Friday night I'm off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bring the wife. Bring her.
What about my 2.5-year-old?
No.
Why not?
Yeah, babysitter.
Do you guys have child care there?
We don't, and I hope we don't ever, because then I'll start judging people.
Ah, get out of here. That's what you should do is open up a nursery.
Start judging people.
Oh, my God, for the dancers.
Yeah. All right, it's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Thanks, guys.